Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, May 12. Coming up, National Risk Registry to be established, Cabinet to receive special education policy within 1 month, and first batch of female farm workers to leave the island next month. The news in detail after this message.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're going to restore, we're going to preserve, we're going to beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica. My dream, my dream, my dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal. Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve and beautify.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging stakeholders in the private security industry to partner with the government in the creation of a national CCTV network. Mr. Holness says the government will be moving aggressively to integrate CCTV cameras across the island into a national network by October as part of efforts to bolster Jamaica's national security infrastructure. He adds that this move is also one of the strategic targets under Jamaica's standby agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF.
The success of this project will require input and insight from the private sector experts, particularly in the security industry, who bring knowledge and cutting-edge technology and invaluable contributions based on their extensive geographic coverage.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the government is exploring the possibilities for outsourcing some national security-related services to private sector companies in an effort to boost efficiency. He was speaking at a forum on national security on Thursday, staged by the Guardsmen Group of Companies. Meanwhile, the government is to establish a national risk registry. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the entity will be responsible for the conduct of national risk assessments and will be the primary medium of risk management in government.
The National Risk Registry will be aiming to inform civil emergency contingency planning at the national level based on a process of identification, assessment, and prioritization of a range of representative risk scenarios that are considered challenging yet plausible manifestations of the wider risks they represent.
Mr. Holness adds that the government will move to partner with public sector stakeholders in the private security industry to bolster the efforts of the National Risk Registry. The special education policy is slated to be brought to Cabinet for approval within another month. The policy, drafted by the Ministry's Special Education Unit, will provide a framework for treating with or meeting the educational needs of special students. Its two main goals are for equity and access to educational opportunities and to promote a system of inclusive education where possible. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says it's urgent that the policy is implemented to cater to the diverse needs of this cohort. He says the policy will complement the Disabilities Act, which makes provisions to safeguard and enhance the welfare of persons with disabilities across Jamaica. Another aspect of the policy will focus on school-to-work transition planning as part of efforts to empower special needs students to live independently. Senator Reid was speaking with JIS News following a tour of the Genesis Academy in Kingston on Thursday. And 64 women will leave the island in June to work on the Gebbers Farms in Brewster, Washington, D.C. This group represents the first ever batch of female farm workers to participate in the Jamaican Overseas Agricultural Program to the United States. The announcement was made by Minister of Labor and Social Security Shahini Robinson at a recent ceremony for the presentation of Gebbers Farms Management and Workers Academic Grants.
As a woman and as the Minister of Labor and Social Security, I welcome this gender thrust and look forward to it increasing in the coming years. The recruitment exercise is testimony to this strong partnership, which is a source of success behind the growth and the development of this employment program.
Minister Robinson says it's her desire for the program to continue to grow despite some challenges. Gebbers Farms joined the Jamaican Overseas Employment Program in 2010 and took approximately 300 workers that year. Currently, more than 600 Jamaicans work on the farm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.